This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org, also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Thank you. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with John Fox there, and Let Your Love Flow. Yeah, just let it flow. And Frank Jacksfield started this show off with The Seduction. That was to get you into the mood to listen to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with me, Eric O'Brien. Good to be with you once again. Another week and another show. And it's always good to be here trying my best to entertain you. And it is my best, truly. Well, speaking of the best, we've had some holidays lately. We had Labor Day earlier in the week, but it is now on to September 5th, where we have holidays that are there to be celebrated that you didn't know that you had to celebrate because you just didn't know. Starting with September 5th, it's the International Day of Charity, a United Nations observance promoting charitable giving and volunteerism worldwide. Yes. It is also National Cheese Pizza Day, which is the, I think, the basic staple for volunteers, I think. Celebration of gooey, cheesy pizza, the simple comfort food. It's also very, good. National Be Late for Something Day. A tongue-in-cheek holiday that encourages harmless procrastination. April is Procrastination Awareness Month, by the way, just letting you know. Saturday, September 6th is International Bacon Day. Everybody loves bacon. Well, maybe just the smells for some people, maybe not at all. But it is also National Coffee Ice Cream Day. The best ever made was by Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams, so there you go. And World Beard Day, held the first Saturday in September. A playful homage to facial hair. Well, good, I have that, so there you go. September 7th is National Grandparents' Day, honoring grandparents and their contributions to the family. Observed the first Sunday after Labor Day, which it is. And National Beer Lovers' Day, a must for hop enthusiasts. Not the hopping kind, but anyhow. Pet Rock Day, once famous novelty pet, which I think we'll get into later on in this segment here. September 8th is International Literacy Day, a global push by UNESCO emphasizing the importance of reading and writing. It is also Star Trek Day, which started the launch of the Voyage on that date some years ago. It's also National Ampersand Day, the iconic symbol used for and. It's called an ampersand. Not stand, ampersand. Yes, okay. September 9th is International Sudoku Day. It's also Care Bears Share Your Care Day, and it's also National When Pigs Fly Day. Yes. Wednesday, September 10th is World Suicide Prevention Day. It's also International Port Wine Day. And Blame It on the Large Hadron Collider Day. Yeah. Well, why not? And September 11th, of course, is Patriot Day, Remembrance Day for 9/11 from 2001, which seems like a long time ago now. I want to start my own business day and National Make Your Bed Day. Now, the thing about Pet Rock Day on September 7th, it's delightfully absurd and irresistibly nostalgic because it originated in 1975. The concept of the pet rock became a bestseller as Americans humorously embraced owning an inanimate rock with a custom pet box. It's a celebration of irony, simple joys, and tongue-in-cheek kitsch. So there you go. Here's Lex de Azevedo on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy and Physical.
Relaxing and Easy has a website where you can make requests or inquiries about the music we play. Set your browser to pbrtv.com/SRE and interact with us.
Relaxing and Easy. The Anita Kerr Singers there with a Janice Ian tune called At 17. Anita Kerr was a jingle singer by a large part of the her career there. And so she sang jingles for KQV, I think KDKA as well, and many others. And they were back in the 60s. But she also recorded some of the finest music. She even had her own orchestra, I understand, which I'm trying to find some recordings of so that I can share those with you at some point. Before that, we had Ronnie Aldridge with How Deep Is Your Love, Alan Tew with This Way Mary, and Lex D'Acevedo did the Olivia Newton-John song called Physical. Here's David Qualley in Santa Cruz on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
In our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Thank you.
Floyd Kramer on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, and Put a Little Love in Your Heart. Before that, we heard, what did we hear before that? We heard the Baja Marimba Band with Up Cherry Street. We heard James Last with El Condor Pasa, and David Qualley with Santa Cruz. All nice tunes here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Okay, now it's time for the news stories of world records here. I can talk. Starting in Australia, Sydney to be exact, at the first major, at the first Sydney Marathon since joining the prestigious World Marathon Majors, runner Daniel Burns crossed the finish line in 4 hours and 33 minutes and 20 seconds, all while wearing 53 pairs of underpants. Each layer was inspected by Guinness officials at the finish line, confirming his new record. The previous mark of 52 pairs, the previous mark, that's genius, of 52 pairs was toppled, despite Burns carrying an extra 5 kilograms of fabric around the course. Oh, boy. Let's see. Also in Sydney, Australia, the Sydney race also became a carnival of quirky marathon records, such as Musakazu Kono, who ran as a Star Wars character, finishing in 3 hours, 3 minutes, and 20 seconds. Melissa Houston conquered the distance of in a Chinese dress. Let's just put it that way, in 3 hours, 51 minutes, and 27 seconds. Andrew Reid, lifeguard from TV's Bondi Rescue, ran as a surfboard in tow in 3 hours, 17 minutes, and 37 seconds. Dr. Myint Mu U finished in a traditional Burmese attire in 4 hours and change. And identical twins, Emily and Isabella Chen, set the fastest marathon as female twins, crossing together at 7 hours and 37 minutes. So there you go. That's pretty interesting. Dateline, Irondale, Alabama. The Golden Rule Barbecue Grill served a sizzling 4,775 pulled pork sandwiches in just 8 hours, setting a new tasty record. Crowds lined up for the event, which doubled as a fundraiser in celebration of Southern cooking. Sounds delicious. Anyhow, going to Boise, Idaho, you know who we're talking about here. It's serial record breaker David Rush, reclaiming one of his quirkiest titles, taking 96 wet sponges hits to the face in 60 seconds. 96 wet sponge hits to the face in 60 seconds. Rush, known for promoting STEM education through record attempts, stood stoically as assistants pelted him nonstop. This toppled the previous record of just 92. Yeah, that's special. I mean, takes special people to break world records of things that you don't think of even attempting, right? Here's the Holly Ridge Strings and My Sweet Lord. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
your day rough, irritating, and difficult? Spend a couple of hours with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And suddenly, your day will be brighter.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy, Lex de Azevedo there with We May Never Pass This Way Again, originally done by Seals and Crofts. Not Crops, Crofts. Anyhow, Ray Conniff before that with Top of the World, Bob Crew Generation with Winchester Cathedral, John Gregory with 50 Ways to Love Your Liver, and Gordon Franks with You Only Live Twice, and I believe the Holly Ridge String started that set with My Sweet Lord. We have time for one more in this hour. Here is Stanley Black with perhaps a familiar tune from a familiar musical on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Grant takes us up to the top of the hour. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Kia brings the try. Feel the rhythm, feel the beat. Culture show you can't defeat. From the heart to the soul, music takes you to your goal. Tembo sounds, we uplift. Feel the love, feel the gift. On the airwaves, taking flight. Tune in any night, your night. From the heart to the soul. It takes you to your goal. Tembo sounds, we uplift.